pleasure to welcome in former Super Bowl Most Valuable Player, Deion Branch. Deion, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and your family.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you guys and the family as well.
Deion, in your best Branch ease, can you describe this year for you, how difficult it has been?
Oh, how the year has been for me?
Yes, up and down, in and out.
You know, besides the minor injury.
The injury and just being, you know, being here and there and gone in and not being around and, you know, just the uncertainty of playing.
Doesn't bother me.
Yeah. Doesn't bother you.
Doesn't bother me. Nah. You know, trust me, I think the fact that I've been playing this game long enough and, you know, I understand certain situations, and at the same time, coach and myself has this a great relationship, and we're very upfront with each other about everything that's going on. So I'm fully aware with everything going on around me, and so that part I'm not worried about.
Okay, Deion, you've been on the verge of a lot of playoff scenarios, on a lot of Patriots teams, a lot of good Patriots teams. How do you feel about this team as we sit here going into the last regular season game compared to some of the other teams heading into the playoffs that you've been on?
Well, I mean, I feel good going into the, you know, as we approach this next game. It's just all about what happens once we get there. You know, you have to be in the scenario, we have to be in the surroundings before we actually know exactly what's going to happen. I think the only thing right now is we pretty much just got to continue focusing on us going into this next game against Miami. And then whatever happens in the playoffs, whatever team we play or whatever, that stuff will play its way out. You know, and then we'll see what type of team we have. You know, because this 2011 team, 2012, 2013 Patriots team, it's going to be what it is. That part we won't know until the postseason starts.
What's your feeling about it, Deion? I mean, what's your sense of where this team is? You say, yeah, at the end of the year, you look back and say, this team was that. You've been on a lot of very, very good teams, Super Bowl championship teams, et cetera. But with 1 week to go, do you have any sense at all about where this team is?
Oh, we do. We just got to put it together. You know, I think overall with our record, what's our record, 11-3? I mean, 11-4?
Four losses, yes.
Yeah, 11-4.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's just based off of, we know what type of team we want to be. We know what type of team we can be. It's just all about us just putting it together and doing it. You know, with 11-4 working, I mean, I still think this is an okay season. But to our standards, we set the bar pretty high. This is not where we want to be at. You know, our record is what it is, because this is how we've been playing. You know, I mean, with that being said, we haven't put our best football together and on the field yet. And we still have 11-4 working. Now, does that mean a lot? No, it don't until we do it. You know, so it's sky's the limit with this team. And I promise you, you know, we got one more week to put it together before we actually head into the postseason to see what we're going to be.
So you do sense too much inconsistency. Is that a fair question?
Well, I know I can. Speaking of yesterday, yes. You know, we were very inconsistent. The week before that, very inconsistent against San Fran. And, you know, 3 weeks before that against the Houston game, that was a great game. That was a great game. But too much up and down. It's a lot of roller coaster that's going on that we have to alleviate before we get into the postseason. And like I said, we have one more week to do that, to see exactly what type of team we want to be and what we can be, playing against Miami, which is going to be another great game. Great game against another division rival. So we're looking forward to the challenge and for us to go out and play our type of football.
Deion, I always find it fascinating after games when you hear people go to the podium and you hear the interviews at the lockers, and usually the message is the same. A lot of times you get the exact same words coming out of the player's mouth. And clearly there was frustration yesterday. I'm just curious, when you went back into the locker room and Bill Belichick got before the team, what was the message? Was there, hey, guys, this isn't good enough?
Right. I mean, you know, the biggest thing with this team is that we're pretty much we're spitting image of our coach. You know, Coach Belichick, he teaches us so much. He don't have to say as much after a performance like that to us, because we know we didn't do what we set out to do during the week and before that game. We didn't do none of the things that we set out to do. And unfortunately, we got away with a victory yesterday. You know, how many times would that happen? I don't know. You know, we've gotten away in a couple weeks, you know, playing the way we've been playing and unfortunately pulling victories out. That can be a plus. Sometimes it can be a minus. The minus side is it catch up with you at the wrong time. You know, the plus to it is you see what type of team we have. We know we have the mental toughness. We can fight back and do all those things. But our thing is we want to see what type of team we can be, playing ahead and putting our foot on the pedal and see what happens and what that looks like.
We're talking to Deion Branch, former Super Bowl most valuable player, wide receiver of the New England Patriots. Deion, it's fair to say that your role is somewhat limited with the Patriots now, and I wonder how you reconcile that given the fact that for so many years you were such a featured performer in this offense. Where does your role fit in now, and how do you just mentally deal with the whole prospect of being in, being out, being let go, being brought back, getting a chance here, getting a chance there? How difficult is that for you?
It's not difficult. You know, the thing is if you play long enough, everybody's role is going to diminish. You know, each and every player. Now, the plus side to it is that I've been blessed to play this game long enough to have the transition and also to cope with it. I think right now, the person is just to be that player that the team needs me whenever I get my opportunities, I take advantage of it. You know, I'm not here complaining about this and that. I want 40, 50, 60 balls. I'm just here to help win games and, you know, do whatever the coaches ask of me. If that's to come in and go second or third down, that's what I got to do. If I got to be the third or fourth receiver, that's what I have to do.
Deion, Newman here said he doesn't care about the Miami game. He just does not care. What he cares about is everyone being healthy, you having a full complement of players. So along those lines, I'm curious, without Gronkowski in the lineup, from your perspective, how has teams altered their approach to you or to your offense?
To the team?
Yeah.
You know, teams are going to do what they're going to do against us, and players have it, they're going to play us, whether it be 4, 5, or 6 DBs on the field. That's just how they're going to play us with the emergence of, you know, Aaron and Gronkowski. The fact that he's not here, you know, we miss him in the offense and everything, but at the same time, the defense is going to play us how they're going to play us.
Deion, as you look back on your career, what are you most proud of? Do you have any particular regrets about a move you might have made or not made?
Nah, no regrets with me. I think I'm mostly proud of the fact that I've been blessed to play this game for so long, and hopefully I can continue to play as long as the Lord continue to bless me. And also to have the opportunity to play with the guys that I play with here in New England, also in Seattle. You know, I think in this game that this profession that we play, you know, you only get so many years to do the things that you can do. And I've been blessed to have the opportunity to play, like I said, 11 years. And I want to continue to play as long as I can get up and move around. I'm going to do it. And it's just been having a lot of fun around a bunch of guys who all have the same goal in life, you know, to play this childhood dream and enjoy doing it and love doing it. So, but overall, no regrets.
Do you want to come? Do you want to play another year, a few more years? Do you have any kind of plan?
What is a few to you?
A few could be 2, 3. All right. Do you want to play another year, a couple more years, or a few more years?
Well, you know, I'm gonna say this. You know, because I always said the Lord bless me to play 10 years, I'll be happy. Like I said, I'm going to my 11th year. I feel good. My body feels great. And I'm just gonna as long as I can compete, I'm gonna continue playing.
You know,
I feel like, okay, I'm not competing anymore, then I'm done, you know. So I think that's the best answer for that. You know, if I go out and compete with these guys, run around with these 22 and 23-year-old guys, then I'm going to continue doing it.
You know, speaking of memories, correct me if I'm wrong, but you played 1 year in Seattle under Pete Carroll, right?
No, sir.
Okay.
I was going into that 1 year. I did training camp, and I did 4 games with Coach Carroll.
Okay. So your vast experience with Coach Carroll. Are you you look at those games because you're a fan of football, and I'm sure you obviously played Seattle. Is there anything about his success, his approach, what's going on in Seattle surprise you now having seen a little bit of him?
Well, no, nothing surprised me. You know, Coach Carroll, he's a great coach. You know, very passionate guy, enthusiastic guy. Gets a lot out of his players.
you know, speeches are off the wall. Yeah, and, you know, those just a bunch of great players over there, man. They have a great team, you know, great defense that we all know about. And the city is great as well. You know, probably, you know, by far the second best fans in the world besides ours. But they're a great team. They're a great team. And I'm not surprised by what they're doing.
So give us a good Pete Carroll speech. I mean, you said,
oh, man.
Come on. It's Jessup jacked and pumped talk.
There's so many. You know, I think Coach's biggest thing, he's a visual guy. So he pretty much put a lot of things up on the board to project the screen and everything like that and roll his speeches off of that. So he gives you a lot of examples, and plus you can see them. You know, so he's really not one of the guys who come in and just do a lot of talking off the top of his head. He's a visual guy. So he makes sure we see exactly what he's talking about before he goes into his speeches and everything. But I can't give you one off top like that.
Deion, I'm not here to put the retirement mantle on your head, but I'm always curious mm-hmm. about athletes that are ready to hang them up, because you're a young man. You have
right.
arguably 50, 60 years of your life ahead of you, Lord willing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you've made some money. I'm sure I would hope anyway that mm-hmm. you have some financial backing and all that stuff. But then again, you have to reinvent mm-hmm. your life in your last 50 years. Unlike most people that are listening to us, it's just the opposite. Your time is 20s and 30s, and then now what? Now when the music stops, Deion Branch,
mm-hmm.
what are you going to do with the rest of your life?
I mean, the sky's the limit with me. You know, the options are there. The thing is with me, once I get there, then maybe when the retirement comes, and I think I'll have a better feel on what we want to talk about. You know, in the meantime, right now, I'm still focused on playing the game. And I don't foresee retiring this year, next year in my life. I don't foresee that. That's one thing I can say. But I do know, you know, sometimes, hey, at whatever that point is, that I do have a lot of different options that's in front of me that I'm going to, I'm going to take advantage of.
See, what Deion, what Noomi just did there, you have to understand, Noomi works for Comcast. And 5 years from now, we're gonna look back at that moment as the first wave of negotiations.
Oh, Deion,
sitting next to Troy Brown.
Oh, if you want to get into Comcast,
if you want
to, Deion, look at if you want to get into sports casting, it's okay. I'm ready to leave soon. You can boot me out the door, Deion. That's cool.
No,
that's all right.
I don't want you to leave your job. Huh? I'll lose your job. I'm sorry.
I could lose it to you. That's the point. You've got, you know, you're an athlete. You're well-spoken. So you have a great sense of humor, you know?
So, Deion, please hurry up.
I truly appreciate that.
Play for another 10 years, Deion.
Hey, talk to me, you know, down the road a little bit. Maybe we can sit down and talk about that.
I like it.
Being one of your partners.
Hey,
lose your job now.
You've been a well-spoken class guy. I hope you play another 10 years if you want to.
Oh, no, 10 is not in the book. So you don't have that much time left now.
Deion, good luck to you.
You know what? Hey, thank you all.
All right.
Thanks,
Deion.
Merry Christmas.